Amen. May we all take a moment to bow our heads so that we can pray. Dear Father God, we bow before thee in humble submission. It's me again, dear Lord, and I've got my brothers and sisters here with us. We come to you, dear Heavenly Father, saying thank you. Thank you for allowing us to convene and to get together and even make it to this day. We thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to teach us and lead us and show us how to be submissive and willing to follow according to your purpose and your direction. Dear Heavenly Father, at this hour, we also just want to say thank you for choosing us, for that we are your chosen ones. For you say that we are to walk by faith and not by sight, and we don't have much of a choice. And so we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for choosing us. Now we ask that we all take the strength, dear Heavenly Father, and the camaraderie and the spirit of this convention and this federation, and continue on, dear Heavenly Father, wherever it is that you would lead us, according to the side roads, the back roads, the highways and byways, according to your will, your purpose, and your direction. We want to ask for prayer for all of our leadership, for President Brown and his wife and the state board and all of our chapter presidents and board members, all the way down to the newest member that just joined, the Heavenly Father, to our national leadership, the Heavenly Father, and all the affiliates across the country and abroad. We just want to ask for prayer for peace for our country, for all of our leadership. And we just want to ask that you can show us how to be more loving, more willing to follow thee and be examples of thee, the Heavenly Father, for you and the Heavenly Father, teach us how to continue looking forward to where it is that you would have us to go. For you tell us that a man that does not keep his head forward is not fit to plow the field. And Heavenly Father, just want to thank you for everything that you have, you are, and that you will do in our lives. And at this hour, before I close, just want to ask for a blessing upon the meal that anyone will be having to receive this evening. And we ask that you bless that food for the strengthening, the nourishment of our minds, our bodies, our souls, and our spirits. And we thank you. And we ask that you may give us this privilege to meet again. In the sweet name of Jesus, we most humbly pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.